In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Garden of Eden, shortly after the fall of Adam and Eve into sin, and shortly after death entered into our world, Adam and Eve were wandering around trying to hide from God. It is a foolish thing, really, to attempt to outrun or outhide the one who made you. But that is what sin does to us. It causes us to look at things in weird ways. It causes us to see reality differently. And to their feeble attempt at hiding from God, he asks them in the garden, "Where are you?" This is an equally strange question. Of course, God knows where they are. He made them, and he made that garden, and he is everywhere present and filling all things. So why does he ask them, "Where are you?" He asks them not so that he might know where they are, he already knows where they are, but so that Adam and Eve might remember where they are. "Where are you?" was the Lord's way of saying, remember that you are in Eden. Remember that you are in paradise. Remember that I made you to live here and not anywhere else forever and ever. And a similar thing happens in today's gospel. Now, a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by anyone, came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" It is a strange thing, really, that our Lord would ask this question. Yes, of course, in his humanity, as God made flesh, as one of us, he didn't wander around Nazareth or Galilee as some sort of mind reader or fortune teller. So this might well be an honest question from Jesus. Who was it that touched me? But there is something more here. Maybe this question was not for Jesus, just like that question in the Garden of Eden was not for God. But maybe this question today was for that woman, and also for all of us. Who touched me? Who touched me? These three simple words show us something profound about our God. He is, you see, the kind of God who allows us to approach him. Yes, there are times when he will come our way and stop us in our tracks. He stopped that funeral procession at Nain, and he got up and went to his dead friend Lazarus. But there are also times when you and I can come near to him, when we can stop him, when we can pull Jesus aside, when we can come to our God. Some of you, I am sure, over the course of your life have experienced God's intervention, the fact that God entered in and that he did something. He changed you in some way. He came to you when you needed him most, and thank God, he changed your life forever. But there are times, especially after he changes us, there are times in this life when we feel as though he is so far away from us. And it is at those times that we only need to remember this story. Who touched me? Who came near to me? Who invaded my space? Who reached out and simply brushed up against the hem of my garment? And this matters, of course, because Jesus is so good and so merciful and so kind and so full of compassion that you and I cannot simply brush up against his garment without being utterly transformed by that. You cannot touch Jesus and walk away unchanged. Yes, every single encounter with Jesus, no matter how casual or how seemingly insignificant, is an encounter that can utterly transform us. Sometimes in the church, it's easy to think that God is only interested in formalities, that I only meet God when I pray a certain way, when I stand a certain way, when I say certain things, when I eat certain foods. And that is true. God is met in those places. But when you encounter a time in your life when those formalities become a burden, the way to get through it is not simply to heap on more formalities. The way to make it through is simply find a way to brush up against Jesus. And so that is why we all come here today. Even when we're tired, or busy, or sick, or afraid, or depressed, or distracted, or full of sin, or even maybe feeling good about life, we come here to brush up against God. We come here not merely to touch the hem of his garment, but to touch his own holy and life-giving flesh and blood. We come here today like that woman in the gospel, to be healed and transformed and made whole again. It is true that our Lord is present everywhere and filling all things. But he is here, in this place and at this time, for all of you, in a particularly merciful and kind way. Dear friends, it is here and only here that no matter what hell you might be experiencing in life, it is here and only here that you can know for certain that the gates of Eden have been reopened again and that you belong there, not just someday, but you belong there now and unto ages of ages. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.